prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about science has found some herbs, or I should say a herb, that kills cancer cells. And then we're not talking about the dandelion root. I've already reported on that one.
But it's, you know, it's interesting what they've uncovered. Also, we're going to talk about how we can stay a bit healthy, and if we get time, some old wives' tales and a quack report, of course. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And, Frank's guessing it must be garlic. Well, no, it's not Frank, but good try. Good guess. Today's devotional puts us in Proverbs, Matthew 5. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness will be as the stars forever and ever. For the righteous Lord loves righteousness, and his countenance will behold the upright. Wonderful. The Lord's light shines upon you. You have favor. I'll take it. And, you know, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. This is a report that is coming out of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, University of California, Los Angeles, and also a report in the Journal of Cancer Research. We're going to get into more of this for the first part of the show, but what they're saying is they found this powerful chemical. It's an anti-cancer effect in a food, basic food everybody eats from time to time. This chemical shrinks tumors in a variety of cancer types. And we're going to get into what that food is in the first segment of the show. All right, last but not least in the quack report, you've heard about these people that want to, you know, change their sexual orientation. They want to, you know, have surgery, so they usually take a lot of drugs to prepare them hormonal-wise for the transition from whatever sex they are to the one they want. Well, they call them sex trans hormone treatments. Apparently, they chemically alter a person's sexual composition, including any of these off-label prescriptions. They are using, for younger people, as puberty blockers. These drugs have the potential to cause some serious lifelong side effects, according to research. Research out of the Netherlands, they said that they have been scientifically looking at the puberty blocker drugs and the cross-sex hormone medications that are usually also assigned with surgeries. They say they have irreversible consequences. So the research was published in a study, and precisely what they discovered is that these drugs mess with your hormones and the body's normal natural production of estrogen, testosterone, and other hormones that are greatly will increase now the person's risk when they're on these drugs. It'll increase their risk of heart attack, stroke, and deep vein thrombosis or blood clots. So according to the research, the blood clot risk is 5 times greater when they're taking these drugs. The stroke risk is 2 times greater, and the heart attack risk is 2 to 4 times greater, depending on your sex. Men and women, they altered a little bit on that heart attack area, but it's still a risk, and it's irreversible damages due to these drugs that people are taking. Very, very distressing news to hear that. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. I don't know what's up with my voice today, Frank. It's been kind of getting raspy, like Ursula the Sea Witch from, you know, the Little Mermaid movie. And then it goes back to normal. I don't know what is going on there. It's the pollen. I think that's what it is. All the cars are yellow here in North Carolina, so I'm sure it's messing with me. All right, we're going to be talking about science finds a herb that helps kill cancer cells, because there have been a lot of studies done by science to discover, they want to discover natural ways to deal with some of the most serious life-threatening conditions. Yet these discoveries by science may not get a lot of mention, maybe a little mention in a journal article. And you have to wonder, you know, does this kind of information ever get passed on to those health associations and foundations that are supposedly fighting to find a cure? So we know that natural food therapies don't come under the lucrative patent area. Therefore, most miraculous discoveries as such are, you know, kind of filed away into obscurity because they're not going to make medicine any money. Now, the reality is there are many natural foods, spices, and herbs known to prevent and even kill cancer cells. So we're going to take a look at some of the reports in medical research today that have been highlighted recently. So now back in 2006, there was this report in May in 2006. It appeared in the Journal of Cancer Research, and it stated that hot peppers can help protect you from cancer. So the research was done at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, and it referred to the jalapeno peppers and the habanero peppers. And there is something in the peppers that kills the prostate cancer cells and shrinks tumors in mice. And they noticed that the capsaicin in the peppers is most likely slowing the development of the cancer cells. And they noticed that in a petri dish that the jalapeno pepper killed 3% of the cancer cells, but more specifically, the cells committed suicide. So the peppers prompted what is called programmed cell death. So when the scientists used more aggressive doses of the peppers, they got 75 to 80% cell death. However, science is not recommending using jalapeno peppers as a prostate prevention or prostate cancer cure. Here's what they said. This is Dr. Philip Kofer. He was director of hematology and oncology at Cedars. And he says men concerned about prostate cancer should not interpret these findings as a reason to up their consumption of hot peppers. He goes on to say, after prostate cancer is surgically removed, it tends to reappear in about a quarter of the patients. Therefore, the capsaicin may be effective at slowing cancer's return instead of stopping it from first appearing. End of quote. Why wouldn't you want to stop it from first appearing, Doc? According to the research team, a 200-pound man would need to consume a lot of peppers to get any cancer protection benefit. They estimate about 10 habanero peppers per week, which are much hotter than your jalapeno peppers. So the habanero pepper has a heat index of about 250,000 to 300,000 Scoville units, whereas your jalapeno, that heat index is about 2,500 to 5,000 heat units. However, now if you use a concentrated supplement, now that's an option to consider. If it's in a liquid form, you can put maybe a quarter teaspoon into vegetable juice, and that beats eating 10 hot peppers, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. And let me read you another quote. This is from Dr. Soren Lehman. He's a medical doctor. He was part of the research team visiting Cedars-Sinai. He says high concentration of capsaicin caused more prostate cells to freeze in a non-proliferative state. In other words, the cancer stopped in its tracks. He goes on to say there is a compound in the peppers that also reduces cell production of PSA, which is a protein produced in high quantities by prostate tumors, and the PSA content in the blood of men is used as a diagnostic screening indicating a problem. Well, let's look at some other research. Now, in 2016, another report that was in the International Journal of Cancer Research and Treatment confirms the earlier research, and it states, this is by Ruth Clark and Song Ho Lee. They are cancer researchers at the Department of Nutrition and Food Science, University of Maryland. And they say capsaicin exhibits strong anti-cancer activity through targeting multiple signaling pathways and cancer-associated genes in different tumor stages, including initiation, promotion, progression, and metastasis. So, you know, that's that last stage of cancer where it's spreading. Now, capsaicin, they go on to say, stimulates the anti-tumor igenic and tumor suppressive signaling pathways, end of quote. So that's very interesting. And so is science really figuring out that even with all the acclaimed, advancements in cancer research, it remains the second leading cause of death in the United States, right? Haven't made much headway, really. So science says that cancer cells have unique capabilities that normal, healthy cells do not possess. Therefore, when they witness that a common food is capable of stopping the cancer cell dead in its tracks, it's an astonishing thing. Here is a quote from the International Journal of Cancer Research and Treatment, March 2016. They said this: due to the invasiveness and toxicity and ineffectiveness of current therapeutic approaches, there is intense interest in using natural and dietary compounds for prevention and treatments for cancer. It is estimated that about 35% of human cancers are preventable by changing lifestyle. Large numbers of epidemiological studies have shown that people consuming a diet high in amounts of fruits and vegetables dramatically reduce the risk of getting cancer, end of quote. Yeah, Frank is adding, they don't fight for the cures because they don't get the grant money, because, it is follow the money trail when you're talking about all of this. Prevention is really not their forte. It's disease management. That's what it is. Modern medicine is really still searching for the compound within your peppers that will stop the tumor growth and kill the cancer because they want to make a drug out of it. So here's what a recent article proposed in the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institute of Health said. This is also published in the journal OncoTarget, January 12, 2016, and they said, the precise mechanism by which capsaicin exerts its anti-proliferative effect in prostate cancer cells remains to be a question. So what is medicine's plan in advising patients in using hot peppers for medicinal use? Here is another quote from that journal article that says, an alternative therapeutic approach for prostate cancer is represented by the use of capsaicin either alone or in combination with other drugs, end of quote. Well, let's talk about some more ancient medicine. Keep the capsaicin tucked in the back of your mind for a moment, because in the ancient world, dandelion was used to improve digestion, liver function, purify the blood, reverse rheumatism, get rid of kidney stones, and much more. Now, in 2012, some medical researchers by accident at Windsor University Medical Center in Canada, Quebec, Canada, they discovered dandelion's got cancer-fighting benefits. Most natural healers know that the bitter herbs have these compounds, these organic compounds, that help stimulate the body to heal itself. So dandelion is one of those bitter compounds. It has saponins and sesquiterpenes, lactones in them. And one of the medicinal advantages to dandelion is it offers this abundance of minerals, more than what you would find in spinach. So according to research chemist Mark Pedersen, dandelion, especially the root part, has a very balanced mineral profile. It is high in beta-carotene, your vitamin A, which is also going to be stored in your liver. So dandelion has been known to assist with inflammation, muscle spasms, fluid retention. But it's also been accomplished that it also soothes the digestive tract, helps your gut flora balance, contains a lot of inulin and pectin, which has some compounds that we call mucilaginous. It soothes, and it soothes, it's a clear fluid that soothes the lining of your small, smooth tissue cells. Well, now also in 2015, a report appeared in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry in which the researchers at the University of Illinois College of Agriculture, their Consumer and Environmental Science Division, found cancer-fighting compounds in horseradish. Okay, so now we got capsaicin, your hot peppers, we got dandelion root, and now we have horseradish. So it appears that science has discovered that horseradish offers what is called glucosinate enzymes that help fight cancer. So they report that the quality of your horseradish is going to be important. It affects the quantity and size of the glucosinate enzymes inside. So horseradish that you get grown in mineral-rich soil is going to be the best. So the horseradish of the Midwest and Northwest of the United States is going to have that soil. It's going to grow in that mineral-rich soil. So how does it work? Well, the scientists believe that horseradish enzymes offer the body a detoxifying benefit and eliminates the very source the cancer cell is feeding off of. So just a teaspoon of horseradish has 10 times more glucosinolates than broccoli has. So just imagine, you know, the power you have now when you add maybe your dandelion and your cayenne to your horseradish. See what I'm saying? They also witnessed enzymes in horseradish deactivate your cancer-causing molecules. So they tested a lot of different varieties and quantities of horseradish, and the healthier the root, the better the protection. So you want to make sure that you get a horseradish root that offers you a lot of protection. Good quality. Now, the team also said that the higher quality horseradish gave you a 90% absorption rate when you eat it. So according to the scientists, when you combine your cayenne with your horseradish, you increase the bioactivity of the absorption rate in the small intestine. So and cayenne's kind of like that. It's sort of like, you know, the transportation bus for taking the other herbs around the system really quickly. And we herbalists often add cayenne to certain herb formulas for that benefit. Now, scientists in the study felt that if you eat broccoli for cancer protection, you're going to need to eat 5 servings per week. Here we are with the, you know, volume. Now, aside from steamed broccoli or raw broccoli for dipping it and putting it all over your pizza maybe and eating it with sandwiches, you're going to need to eat a lot of that kind of thing. But if you're not a big broccoli fan or horseradish fan, well, horseradish is going to give you more concentration. You don't have to eat as much of the broccoli. But usually 3 teaspoons per week of horseradish they recommend if you don't want to eat tons of broccoli. Or you could do what I do. I'll use 1 ounce of a maintenance dose of liquid horseradish. It's in the all-in-one product the folks at Apothecary Herbs put together. And they also have the cayenne in there. So you get cayenne and horseradish in that 1 ounce, and you just chuck that back and chase it with a little water, boom. And then you can also add, if you want to get more aggressive, you can add a liquid tincture of cayenne, which I often do, and the dandelion root. So do that. Here is a quote from Mosbas Kushma, scientist, University of Illinois College of Agriculture, Consumer Environmental Sciences, says, "We know horseradish had health benefits, but in this study, we were able to link it to the activation of certain detoxifying enzymes for the first time." Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Frank's saying it's sort of like a turbo booster when you add your cayenne to your other herbs. You're absolutely right, Frank. Good description there. Well, horseradish is very interesting. It's a very unique root, and the name is even more unique. It is kind of similar to your ginger root. It has a wet and a dry cell interaction when you cut into it or you crush it. Garlic's the same way. It does not grow into the same shape like a horseshoe or something. So that, you know, people say, well, how come we call it horseradish? The folklore suggests that horseradish was indigenous to Europe and it grew along the coastal regions. In the German language, the term was Meer, which means sea. So, and then radix in Latin. So it was Meer radix for sea radish, basically, is what the Germans called it. But when it got translated into the English, Meer means horse. So the translation got off, and so then it got translated, mispronounced as meer radish or horseradish. That's how that went. So, but it is a sea radish, apparently. That's what they call it. Now, also some research at the University of Ingolstadt, Nuremberg in Germany in 2016 said horseradish, along with your cayenne, will diffuse pain receptors. So it shuts down pain. Some people are more sensitive than others to the cayenne and may not be able to tolerate as much to use it as a pain reduction, but horseradish is much easier to tolerate, so you can use that, and it seems to help shut down those pain receptors. So now, according to the U.S. Physicians Committee in Washington, D.C., and the National Cancer Institute, isothiocyanates are able to counter the deadly effects of the carcinogenic chemicals that we come in contact with, which give us cancer. So they are very effective against cancer involving your liver, your pulmonary, your intestine, stomach, and even breast area. So according to the report, the nutrients in horseradish can prohibit carcinogens to activate, can counteract poisonous effects of the carcinogens, can expedite toxic debris removal, and inhibit inflammation and protects your healthy cells from the damage or mutation from such toxicity. So horseradish seems to be awesome, doesn't it? So here's a quote from the Lancet Journal in 2000 and the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They say the isothiocyanates have been shown to be especially effective in fighting lung and esophageal cancers. Studies have shown that the risks of other cancers of the gastrointestinal tract and the respiratory tract can also be reduced by consuming these isothiocyanates found in your vegetables. Well, and of course, horseradish root is going to be extremely powerful. It's a bit more of a medicinal punch, you know. So knowing what science knows about the medicinal actions in the food, the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health reported that in 2002, science has made, get this, a synthetic isothiocyanate as part of their cancer chemo treatment. They made a synthetic glucosinate from vegetable precursors and made them bind to your plasma protein and your digestive tract and, of course, this man-made enzyme, this is what they created, was supposed to be designed to, you know, slow down the cancer, time release, you know. But, you know, obviously the drug treatments didn't work because people are still dying from cancer. Frank is saying, so if you mix horseradish, garlic, and cayenne, I'm pretty much bulletproof in a healthy sense. Yeah, that's what the scientific research is saying, Frank. See, I'm so glad you got that. Now, the University of Michigan School of Medicine found that there's a lot of folklore using horseradish as a medicinal. Turned out to be accurate, they found. They reported that in 2015 that horseradish is effective against bronchitis because it offered antibacterial protection to reduce mucus production. It was also effective against the common cold virus, a sore throat, and it worked well as an antibiotic to cut phlegm in your throat. It also worked for sinusitis to help dissolve mucus in congested sinus cavities, and it was used for also for urinary tract infections because the oils in your horseradish kill the bacteria and works like a diuretic. Wow. I love it. We got to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs?
Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're finishing up our segment on, you know, some herbs. Science is now confirming, hey, gets rid of cancer. And, you know, they always said garlic was a poor man's antibiotic, right? So, you know, Frank and I were just talking during the break, and if you don't have the funds to supply yourself with a bunch of these organic herbal tools, then learn how to make them. And it's not rocket science. It is time consuming and messy, but if you roll up your sleeves, you can get her done, and you can have some of these good formulas hanging around when you need them. All right, now there are some foods that will protect you. U.S. Physicians Committee found a food list that protects you from getting cancer. So, foods are your medicine: broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, collard greens, turnips, rutabagas, horseradish, bok choy, sprouts, spring greens, kale, mustard greens, radish, and watercress. Okay? So you'll get more chemical protection from eating these foods if they're raw, or if you're going to cook them, light cook, you know, don't overcook, you know, a little saute and be done. But the point is you have more power at preventing and reversing cancer than the oncologists at the hospital. Wrap your brain around that for a second. So foods are your medicines, and they have perfectly balanced chemistry to offer the body what it needs to defend itself. So toxic drugs actually drain nutrients from the body. Now, who would have thought that a weed most people kill in their lawns, an orange pepper that looks like a miniature pumpkin or habanero, and a root once called a sea radish would be the answer to cancer? So if I had cancer, I would not sign up for the drugs, the radiation, and the chemotherapy. Instead, I would use aggressive concentrated doses of organic dandelion liquids, tinctures, cayenne tinctures, horseradish, and I'd even throw in some immune support herbs like astragalus root and American ginseng. And you'll find your dandelion, your cayenne tincture called circulation tincture, your horseradish and your cayennes in their all-in-one tonic, if you want to look for that, as well as the full line of immune support formulas, all at Apothecary Herbs. And they also have a prostate kit that will cleanse the gland, okay? So you have tools and you have options, and you also have information to use those tools and product support. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Toll-free in the United States and Canada is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because it really puts the power back in your hands. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, you can ask for their free product catalog. You can go online or give them a call and ask for the catalog. It'll be sent to you free. Always good to have that in your hot little hands. All right, we got a few minutes left, so we're going to be talking about how we can stay healthier. Because you know what? When I grew up with my mother, my brother, my grandparents, you know, I got a lot of education in the Depression era, World War II. That's when my grandparents raised their family. So, you know, they had a great influence on me. So here I am growing up in the 60s and 70s. And you know, we were taught not to waste anything, you know, and you don't buy on credit. You know, here's the World War II influence. And you should have a good work ethic and good moral character. So when my peers were experiencing the hippie culture, I was learning how to pick ripe fruit, be patient with the elderly, and ask to be excused from the dinner table. Yeah, just don't get up and leave. So, and I'm not complaining. I really do value my upbringing. It helped me to deal with a lot of the insanity that we currently have in the world. But just in case you missed out on how to, you know, pick fruit and do some other kind of ancient healthy living tips, we're going to examine some of them. You know, look at what grandma taught, basically. So when is your fruit ripe? You know, and these days they're so chemically coated. You can actually get apples that are infused with, what is it? Spider DNA, I think. And it won't turn brown when you cut it open. It'll sit on the counter for weeks, still look like you just cut it. But we want real fruit, and we want to be able to pick the good fruit from the bad. So most people really don't realize that fruits and vegetables are picked before they're ripe and then sold. So fruits and vegetables are also treated with a lot of chemicals and sprayed with enhancement liquids before they're put out on display at your market. More than 75% of the insecticides used on your fruits reach the core of that fruit. So don't eat the core unless it's organically grown. So how do you know if your apples are ripe? Well, my grandmother taught me to turn the apple over and look at the flower end opposite the stem. For example, if you are examining, let's say, a red delicious apple, they should be red all over. If the flower end is green, it isn't ripe. Always pick unripe avocados, though, until I always was picking the unripe ones until I was taught how to squeeze slightly and feel the seed a little bit inside, separate from the meat of the fruit. That's how you know your avocado is ripe. Before that, I was just picking up any avocado. It was so hard, you couldn't even use it. So selecting ripe, also pineapple, also fun. You want to use all your five fingers in selecting ripe pineapple. Finding one that's uniformly ripe is the trick. I usually see people at the market smell the bottom of the pineapple to see if it smells ripe. Well, the juices that help pineapples ripen are at the bottom end, opposite the top green fond. So, therefore, the bottom of the pineapple will smell sweeter. However, if you want a truly ripe pineapple, which is ripe all over, you set it on the fond end. And this is how you know if the pineapple is displayed. They don't ripen evenly because they're not displayed right. So when you pull on the fond, if it comes out easily out of the pineapple, it's ripe. If the fonds are tough and tight and they don't release, then the pineapple's not ripe. So the average pineapple at the market is really not picked when it's ripe. They don't throw out the outside leaves on your cabbage. The outer leaves have more chlorophyll, 40% more calcium than the interior white leaves, but that's exactly what gets thrown away when they've been out on display too long, see? And then there's seeds. Learning more about seeds. My grandmother also knew that foods with seeds were very important to your health. Okay, and now what do we got? We got seedless everywhere, right? Seedless grapes, seedless tomatoes, seedless this and that. So she said to me the seeds were the glands of the plant, and it is nutritionally superior to your seedless produce. So you will find a natural vitamin E in your seeds. So foods with seeds also contain nutrition that helps keep our reproductive system balanced. And I was once told that oranges were originally as small as berries and loaded with a bunch of seeds. So with each generation, the foods have fewer seeds in them. And chemically speaking, seeds contain nucleic acids and nutrients and other chemical elements necessary to for life, basically. So as scientists modify foods, creating more seedless varieties, the health of mankind is going to suffer. And, for instance, you can now obtain not only a seedless watermelon, but one that is red through and through with no white rind. The white part of the rind is a diuretic. Okay. This is kind of unfortunate, but because that white part of the watermelon has a lot of sodium, and it's a natural diuretic. So the seeds of your watermelon also contain natural tranquilizers for your nervous system. See? And you can grind up watermelon seeds and eat them. Yeah. The sweeter the watermelons, they're going to be the female ones, you know? There's male and female watermelons. So check the end of the melon. And the one that has the flower end, not the stem end, if it's indented in, it's a female, no stem. So, interesting stuff, isn't it, Frank? Did you know how to tell a male watermelon from a female? You go melon picking, Frank. Now my grandmother also didn't like white sugar. She says it was the catalyst for arthritis and rheumatism. And she had a lot of female ladies that had arthritis in their hands, and it was one of her worst fears to ever get that condition. So my mother also did not. My mother didn't have arthritis or rheumatism either. My grandparents didn't have it. And my grandparents learned from their parents that people who ate raw sugar as opposed to processed sugar, the white stuff, didn't have the health problems that the white sugar gives you. So they knew early on if you needed a little sweetener, use raw sugar. So, and of course, they used all sweets in moderation. Anyway, actually, my grandmother's father immigrated from Portugal. I mean, wrap your brain around this, Frank. As a teenager, he stows away on a steamer from Portugal to the United States. Okay, he gets off at New York, and he learns a trade as a carpenter, gets married, raises a family, has 13 children, of which my grandmother is one. She told me, because he had passed away before I came around, but she told me he never brushed his teeth and he never used floss, and he had perfect white teeth in his mouth, not one cavity. And he never ate any sweets, no baked goods at all. His dessert was fruit. And he would say the fibers in the fruit, you know, when he'd bite into an apple, for instance, it would be like dental floss. The enzymes in the fruit would cleanse the teeth and any bacteria and things like that off the teeth. So he had perfect teeth when he died. I think he was 90. Never went to a dentist. Frank, can you imagine that? Never going to a dentist, never owning a toothbrush. Amazing, isn't it? You see, with each generation, our health constitution gets weaker and weaker and worse and worse. Do you see that? I mean, if you look at any of the World War II super reels, right? I think you can find some up on YouTube, right? They, Victory Day, you know, the end of World War II, they're in Hawaii, some of them in Hawaii. There's no overweight people in any of those reels. None. Everybody's fit. Nobody's overweight. It's amazing. All right. Now, one of my herbal professors once spoke about how the people of India will use dried fruit as a sweetener. And don't forget, your dried fruit will have many more times the sugar content than fresh fruit will. So during the winter months in India, what they do is they take dried apricots and they hydrate them by soaking them in water. Then they rub the hydrated fruit on the side of a wooden bowl to make a puree. They add buckwheat and raw sesame seeds and almonds or sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, and they eat it for breakfast. And it's very high in vitamins, especially your B complex, and it's also high in fiber. So many people also have a lot of wheat allergies these days. They're sensitive to gluten. In the wheat, oatmeal has gluten as well and should be avoided for those people with the wheat allergy. And there are grains that we can use instead of wheat, you know, cornmeal is a nice alternative. Got to get, you know, ancient grain, organic. The ancient organic real cornmeal contains natural phosphates, and it helps feed the brain and the nervous system and your glands. And you want to be aware, yellow cornmeal is going to have like 4% phosphates and white cornmeal only 2%. So other alternative grains which don't promote weight gain are brown rice and millet. Now, if you have digestive problems along with gluten allergies, which isn't unusual, the gluten in wheat can disrupt digestive floras. So using flax seeds, that can help because it provides the system with vitamin F. That's F as in Frank. And it helps build back the natural digestive floras. And you can make flaxseed tea using 1 teaspoon of flaxseed in 1 pint of water. Bring it to a boil, remove it from the heat, cover, let sit for several minutes, strain, and strain the seeds out, and then just drink the water. So if the seeds are real hard, you may have to let it sit for 30 minutes. And usually 20 minutes is good, but maybe 30. So potassium is really necessary for the body. And as I mentioned earlier, if you are taking – let's say 12 olives and you steep them in water, you can make what is called a potassium broth, and this helps heal the heart. Yeah, potassium broth is good for the heart, and anybody with congestive heart failure should know that. And you can do something similar with potatoes. About 60% of potassium is located in the outer edge of your potato. So if you boil a potato and cut it in half, you will see the white ring under the skin part, which indicates the presence of potassium. And you can also take the outer part of two potatoes and a pint of water and make a potato peeling broth just in about 20 minutes. Strain the broth and drink it, and here's your potassium. So you want to make sure you're using organic potatoes, not covered with a bunch of chemicals. So you also help will neutralize any harmful acids in the body, as well as provide aid to your lymphatic system and your cardiovascular system as well. So there's a lot of things Grandma knew, right? You know, she would like, hey, come here. I want to tell you something. You know, it's the Brooklyn accent from New York, you know. And she says, look at this. Pay attention now. And I miss her a whole bunch, you know, bless her heart. And she lived into her high 80s, just not quite as old as her dad. And she was one of 13 kids, so she was the baby. And I asked her, I said, man, I said, how did your mother do it? I mean, she was like pregnant her whole adult life. I mean, I've had three kids and I'm exhausted. She had 13, my goodness. And she says, well, after the first four, you know, then it gets easier because the other children can now help. And, you know, and back then, you know, they didn't have the automation we have today, right? So 13 kids, Frank, can you imagine? Well, and her father, the one that jumped on the steamer as a stowaway, he built his own house in Jamaica, New York. You know, guys with skill, right? I know you're like that. Didn't you build your own house, Frank? I think you did. Anyway, guys with, you know, skill. You give them a pocket knife and a Q-tip and they go build you a shopping mall kind of skill, you know? Handy. Just handy, handy, handy. Well, so basically what we need to do is make sure what we're eating is healthy and good and organic, and we can prevent a lot of internal medicine disorders. If we just get away from the processed stuff, the convenience stuff, you eat a lot of fast food, you're grabbing food out, and you're going to get a lot of weight around the middle. Well, we got a few minutes, so I want to try to fit in some old wives' tale. Old wives' tales are kind of, you know, are they truth or are they myth? First of all, rosemary has a lot of this. The herb rosemary has a lot of folklore to it. In ancient Greece, students would wear rosemary around their necks or braid them in their hair to improve their memory when they went to take exams. And Shakespeare wrote about rosemary in Hamlet. He referred to rosemary as helping your memory. Now, according to the legend, rosemary was used to awaken sleeping beauty. But what does it do for you internally? Well, it does contain a lot of chemicals to inhibit carcinogens. Here we are to the cancer again. It reduces brain inflammation, and it stimulates the circulation of your central nervous system and helps assist with your visual and speech cortex of your brain. So it helps your brain out. So if you combine rosemary with, say, ginkgo, you're going to have a superior memory aid because ginkgo is known to improve memory, but you got to have a circulatory vascular integrity type of herb with it to get it to the brain. So a lot of times we'll add rosemary to ginkgo along with maybe cayenne to get it to your brain. Fennel is another wonderful herb that has a lot of folklore. During the medieval times, fennel was used to treat diseases as well as hung from the rafters to bring good luck. And it was also said to keep ghosts and evil spirits away. And you may want to try fennel if you have a lot of digestive issues. But they also, the Puritans used it. They called it a meeting seed. They chewed on fennel seeds during church meetings to help them stay awake. And Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig also would like to know that kind of information about fennel, that it helps with appetite, helps you not overeat, and also it helps with gas and bloating reduces that hungry feeling. So if you want to eat lighter, fennel. Fennel is excellent for that. So what it does, fennel aids in the digestion. It that bloated feeling and that gas feeling. It's great for colicky babies. And fennel has that sweet taste to it, so they don't mind. So you can give them some of that. You can just drop it in a few ounces of juice or water and give it to them. But the secret to using fennel is you want to get a good source of fennel, care was taken to preserve the oils in fennel, because what we do here at Apothecary Herbs, we get whole fennel seed in. It hasn't been powdered, and we powder it here because once you powder it, it releases the oils, and so it'll go rancid if you don't use it right away. So you got to make sure that it's handled properly to make sure the healthy fatty acids remain, the saponins, the terpenes, all in the fennel, so it makes an excellent digestive aid that way. So let's see, Peter Decker once said this. He said, fear is the main source of superstition and one of the main sources of cruelty. To conquer fear is the beginning of wisdom. So, and we're so afraid to help ourselves these days. We like have to have permission from a doctor, you know. God already gave you permission. He says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So I want you to think about that. And if you don't ask a doctor permission to cook an entree meal and sit down and eat it, why would you ask permission to use like fennel or rosemary or dandelion or horseradish root or cayenne? You know, why would you ask permission to use any of these herbs God's already given you as medicinal powerhouses to help you? Peppermint, also in the folklore, originated in Europe and Asia. Peppermint, we get the after dinner mint from a lot of peppermint culture because it helps with digestion. Peppermint was used to flavor wine and sauces. Medicinally, it's a great for circulation. It's an antispasmodic. It's a digestive aid. Relieves nausea, cramping, and vomiting. It's good for stomach aches. It's an analgesic. So peppermint's got some great benefits. It's not just to be a breath mint, you know. And so it's easy to grow if you want to grow some peppermint. You can just – it likes kind of moist, drippy areas. So if you got like a water spigot outside that just likes to drip sometimes, you can plant it around there. It would love it. Mm. So now if you're looking for peppermint, fennel, rosemary, any of these herbs, guess who has that? Well, of course, Apothecary Herbs. They have your digestive aid all taken care of if you need help with that. They also have your cardio strengtheners. If you're looking for something there, they got a whole slew of things. If you don't have a catalog, do get one. The number to call for a free catalog is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are certified organic, professional strength, and home of the game changer formulas is what they're known for. And I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.